Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I am very excited to have Scott Pryor with us. Scott turns real-life tragedies into award-winning screenplays and films. He is the founder and CEO of Pryor Entertainment, which is a bi-coastal independent production company that creates films, TV, and content that inspires, empowers, and educates so that others may truly live. After setting the record for the second highest grossing domestic box office for self-distributed movies to theaters in 2020, on February 2nd, 2021, Pryor Entertainment is releasing digitally their first most recent feature, Tulsa, starring Pryor, John Schneider, Libby Birch, Nicole Marie Johnson, and Cameron Arnett. Pryor describes himself as a big kid with really big dreams whose goal in life is to pioneer hope. Welcome, Scott. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Doc. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So your bio also says that you were a trial lawyer and a Marine. So tell us about how you transitioned from, like, that's quite a jump there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the Marines, it all kind of has to do with film. When I was a kid, my dad used to rent war movies, and my mom wasn't exactly happy about me seeing all the violence, but my dad was big into it. So,
sure.
So we watched Full Metal Jacket, which is a very, very rough film. Mm-hmm. For anyone who hasn't seen it, but it basically is a great example of what Marine Corps boot camp is like. Mm-hmm. And as a little kid, I'm always drawn to challenge and very, very tough things and really putting myself through a challenger or the grinder. And so I said, I want to do that. And it was really from a film. I was inspired from a film. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward, I was in high school and we would do skits in one of my classes, just make up skits and that sort of stuff. And so that's where the acting and storytelling came in. So
yeah.
Right after high school, I graduated on a Friday. The next Tuesday, I was in Marine Corps boot camp.
Oh, wow.
At 17. And so I went in the Marine Corps reserves. And so I did all my active duty training and then went to college, then went to law school. Mm-hmm. But when I was in college, I did some Shakespeare plays one Shakespeare play, to be technically correct, and some other student body kind of skits and acting, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go to law school. And, I'm a fighter. So the theme is fighting and Marines. And so, I'm a trial lawyer. So I kind of have a dual career here as a filmmaker and a trial lawyer. But the central theme is really telling people's stories. And so mm-hmm. as a trial lawyer, I represent people who've been very, very, very seriously injured or killed. Most recently, I had a case here in Atlanta, Georgia, where a van tipped over, slid on its side, and unfortunately, seven people burned to death.
Oh my!
And so I represent three people from that. Not there was more people. There were some survivors. So I represent three people from that.
Oh my gosh,
and then.
Wow.
We do a lot of cases where, semi trucks run people over and my dad drove truck and my uncle drove truck. So I've got, just nothing but love for, semi truck drivers and trucking companies. But,
right.
I fight for my clients. Mm-hmm. I fight, insurance companies basically, and just make sure that my clients are, properly compensated or their families in case of death. So, day to day, my day to day in and out, I have families coming to us who've suffered awful, awful, awful tragedies and their whole lives have been, flipped upside down and all around. And we go all over the country doing that. And it keeps me very grounded. And so then I, of course, I'm preparing for trial right now, mm-hmm. For a girl who got hit by a construction truck in a crosswalk downtown Atlanta on her 30th birthday and just multiple spinal injuries and everything else. And so we're getting ready to go to trial on that. So again, keeps me very grounded, but I get to tell that client's story to a jury, to a judge.
Sure.
So I love that aspect of it, but I also like to take, and I love you know, films and television and all that. So we also, my wife and I started writing our own screenplays, and we have another writer as well who helps. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the film came in. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started where we were at our local church, and they asked me to write some skits, and then they asked me to write the Christmas play.
Mm-hmm.
And that Christmas play actually turned into our very first film called The List.
Oh, cool.
And so The List is on Amazon and just different places. And
right.
so then we did a movie called Black Bear, which uh-huh. is an underground, it's an underground cage fight film, and it's two Marines returning from Afghanistan, and it's a powerful film, you know, raising issues with veterans and veterans issues, you know, just different issues that veterans are facing.
Yeah.
And and then our third film is Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And Tulsa, which was recently released, Tulsa went to theaters in 2020, so during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been in talks with Regal Cinemas about, you know, and Regal said, sure, we want the movie, and how many theaters, you know, do you want? And we're like, how many theaters do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
So we ended up opening nationwide, and we were like literally one of the first films to when the theaters reopened. It was challenging though, because you had A, people didn't know that theaters were open, and B, a lot of people were scared to go to theaters. And so that was definitely a challenge. And we didn't have like a huge marketing budget. We had a very, 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 I mean, our marketing budget was a joke. We literally did local Facebook ads that were local to the theaters. But the film, Tulsa, actually stayed in theaters it was over a 13-week run, I believe.
Wow.
And then it started getting picked up by independent theater chains.
Mm-hmm.
And like we got a call from a mayor, and I think it was Louisiana, and he said, hey, I've heard about this movie. I have to have it in my town.
Uh-huh.
And so we would just get calls from theaters across the country. And so that was really cool. And then different churches have been. So we licensed Tulsa to churches through a church licensing group. And I know Joel Osteen's church, some of their decision makers had seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually did it was their movie screening in July, and they were super excited about it. And we got a lot of feedback from people, you know, who'd seen that. So it's doing well. It's on Amazon and iTunes and a bunch of digital arenas right now. And actually there's some other streaming services that are standing up. So we just got a email yesterday from our distributor saying that some other distributors, you know, big distributors are picking it up. So we're very excited. It's being sold, you know, worldwide as well. So we have a distributor for that. So it's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so that's kind of a little bit of the background.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I imagine with your intense day job, you probably need a right brain escape. So that probably is part of the idea for Prior Entertainment too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. So I try to balance it out. And sometimes it feels like a tug of war, but you know, I need both. The law gives me definitely an analytical. I'm definitely an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me it. And honestly, I represent, you know, just witnesses that I depose and the different people that I've come across in the law profession at all different levels. Honestly, just gives me different characters. And they say truth is stranger than fiction. So I'm never devoid of characters or things to write about. So it's pretty awesome. Plus it allows me to serve, you know, it really allows the practice to serve our community, you know, nationwide for people who are very hurting. And, you know, that's what we want to do with our films. Mm-hmm. Our films aren't just, you know, films to make films. Our films all have, you know, messages of hope and love and mm-hmm. redemption and to restore people. We've had a number of people reach out. Literally worldwide, we've got emails from all sorts of different countries, and even sometimes when our films have been pirated,
mm-hmm.
pirated, it's like,
hey,
you know, not in that country, but I'm glad you like it. We had a Christmas or two ago, we had a lady reach out in another country who had watched our very first film,
mm-hmm.
and she said that God used it to give her the courage to call the suicide helpline.
Oh, wow.
And she said it literally, God used it to save her life. And then we recently had another call, and this is about her very first film. And so it's been pretty awesome to have the opportunity to work in the medium of film. And we're developing some currently working on some projects as well. So just see the impact that the films make. And so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Praise God. That's awesome. So for Tulsa, what inspired you to write and to tell that story? Kind of like what the theme, or what do you think people are going to take away from that film?
Well, people are going to definitely take away a lot. Tulsa's going to, it's a comedy drama, and I won't spoil anything. I would encourage anyone listening to this to go look at the trailer. And a lot of people say, oh, I saw the trailer. You guys put so much in the trailer. I've seen the whole film, and the trailer's good. It's impactful, but
that's not true for sure. I can say
it's not true. And I'm glad that you were able to see it. So yeah. A lot of people are like, oh no, you haven't seen it. So, I mean, there's so much packed in, to the story. It's a story about a Marine biker and his long lost daughter that he never knew he had. And the biker's just, Tommy Colson, he's hanging on, just the edge of life, just hanging on. And he's ready to give it all up. And then he gets the call that he's got a daughter and he's not ready to be a father. And she interjects, herself in his life. And she's a hurricane, a force to be reckoned with. And she's trying to clean him up. And
she's adorable too. That actress.
Oh yeah, she's great. She's great. Livvy's now in. She's now in Stranger Things. So
is she? Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
She's in Stranger Things. So, I don't say she got her start, but I think her big break was kind of with us, and she was awesome to work with. And her mom and her family are awesome. They come over. We still keep up with them to this day. We've become friends, and she's almost like a daughter to me, but she's definitely talented. But yeah, it was a blast. And then of course the film gets more serious. But the basis of the film, though, it's inspired by true events. It was actually a case that I had worked on, where I represented a young girl about that age, and that's all I'm gonna say. Right. And so it's actually a live case. As a matter of fact, fighting for a little girl. And they were not treating her well, and I had not a single witness on our side. And it is literally God opening doors, because I took the case because I said, okay, there's no way this girl got hurt and it was her fault. There was no way.
Yeah.
And I sat with the family. I met this girl, and my intuition and my gut said there's absolutely no way. And so we ended up taking the case and fighting for her, and God really opened some doors to give us leverage to really, really, provide for her future and her family and that sort of stuff. So all being said, I won't spoil anything for anybody, but that was just truly that's how it was inspired. As a matter of fact, I was in California at a friend's house working on another script, and I was kind of recovering from the shoot of Black Bear, because Black Bear is a very physical film. It's an underground cage fight film. It's real gritty. And so I was kind of recovering and doing some physical therapy and different stuff. And I was flying back to Atlanta, and I was thinking about the case because we were getting ready to go to trial on that case. And I was just thinking about it, and then I grabbed a pen and kind of pinned out the higher points on literally an airplane napkin, and that turned into a screenplay. So that was kind of a cool thing that happened.
Yeah, you just got a download of it. That's great. So what's kind of your opinion, just taking a step back a bit, of the Christian film industry in general? Like, what made you want to enter that space, and how do you see your films as similar or different than what's already out there?
That's a great question. So I remember being, as a teenager, I remember thinking, if somebody would make, a great faith-based film, and people have all sorts of opinions on Hollywood and this and that, but I'm like, if somebody could make a great faith-based film. And then of course, Mel Gibson made The Passion of the Christ, which is obviously very, very successful. And then of course you had the Kendricks and the Irwins who came along, which they're great, great guys. I don't know them well. I've been fortunate enough to have conversations with Steve Stephen Kendrick number of years ago, and then John Irwin, and just so helpful and just great guys. Mm-hmm. And so they were certainly early in the space, and I was, you know, practicing attorney. And not that I can speak on behalf of the entire Christian film industry, because those guys work with the studios and stuff, whereas we're independent. So mm-hmm. that means, you know, we raise the budget, we go out and shoot, and then we shop for our own distributor. So mm-hmm. it's definitely a different business model, but it's interesting. And I describe our films, because a lot of people say you're different than what's out there. We tend to be, you know, I tell a story, and I don't ever say not, and I'm not saying that any other filmmakers, I'm not alluding to any filmmakers in the Christian film industry, but I tell a story, and where that leads. So, you know, in Tulsa, you have some real characters doing some real things. Now, you know, of course, there's some things that we will not show in our films, but you know, we get pretty gritty with life and tackle some issues. Mm-hmm. And so, and not everything ends up, you know, in a bow. Sometimes there's some rough edges there that we leave in there, and that kind of sparks, conversation. So, you know, we get, we've had a number of people, I would say, a lot of times people will, like, Tulsa was it wasn't marketed as a Christian film. Like, if you watch the trailer, obviously you see faith in there. Mm-hmm. But we tell two kinds of stories. We will tell like a parable. So Black Bear, which is, you know, cage fighting and, you know, real tough and gritty. That's more of a parable. So you see the faith in Tulsa, the faith is a little more front and center.
Right.
Black Bear, the faith is there. You do see it. And certainly we don't hide at all from faith, but it's kind of how you tell the story. So Tulsa wouldn't necessarily be marketed like it, you know, it's on Amazon, but it's not like Christian movie. It's just,
right.
You know, it's a comedy drama. Mm-hmm. And obviously the faith is there. So so I feel like we're kind of a bridge, because just your average person who is not of faith, mm-hmm. they're going to watch the film. They're going to see the faith. They're going to see the gospel. But I'm not beating anybody over the head or sitting them down. And that's no commentary on, again, any Christian filmmakers or anything. It's just, we want the audience to say, oh, I connect with that character, and then see that character as they go through the challenges of life and the challenges of faith.
Right, right, right.
So that's kind of how we want to tell the story, as if, hey, you know, we're all in the same boat, and you know, this is this character's struggles, and look, this character comes to faith, but ooh, here's their struggle still once they become, you know, a person of faith, or, mm-hmm. you know, so anyhow, that's kind of how we do it. So
gotcha. Okay. So what else are you working on at the moment? Any upcoming projects?
Absolutely. So we've got some projects. I would love to shoot in 2022.
Uh-huh.
So we're moving forward in that, and you know, God willing. So I would love to shoot in 2022. We have a mental health faith-based script, and anybody hearing this can pray for us with these projects.
Mm-hmm.
We try to tackle issues that we think are current and are relevant, mm-hmm. and that are need to be talked about. So it's kind of the script is about an intersection of a family of faith, but they are dealing with mental health issues. It's again, it's going to be a comedy drama, but we can't wait for that to come out. The working title of that is I'm Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, it's kind of your average everyday American family. And they're just, you know, they kind of have their struggles and everything like that. From the outside, everything looks good, but on the inside, there's definitely some issues that they deal with, and it definitely tackles mental health and, you know, raising awareness and just seeing a family struggle with that, because I think there's so many people struggling with mental health issues, especially with, you know, during COVID and all that.
Sure.
And it's not really talked about. And then, of course, you know, in the faith community, not that it's not talked about, but how do you approach that? So we'd like to really begin a use that as a tool to begin a conversation and And we actually sat down with a counselor who's a strong Christian, great guy, mm-hmm. and said, "Hey, here's the scenario in our film. Give us talking points, and given the scenario, and I don't want to give anything away, but given this scenario, you've counseled people and families that are struggling with this. What would you say?" So we weave in truth, and hopefully it's going to help a lot of people. And a friend of mine read it recently. Not many people have read the script, but a friend of mine who I trust, who's a creative, read it. Mm-hmm. He's battled with some mental health issues, and he's like, this is going to knock you on your backside in a good way. He's like, great. This is going to help millions and millions of people, and he's super excited about it. So we're super excited about that. So that's a movie that hopefully we'll be filming very soon. And then we have an action film that we're really excited about. I'll just say we have an action film. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
It's a really good story. It's called Lost Sons, and if anyone wants to follow us, a couple resources. If you go to Official Scott Pryor, and mm-hmm. Scott is two T's, and Pryor is P as in Paul, R Y O R. So Official Scott Pryor. Mm-hmm. You can find. We actually have a social media person starting to help us, because if it's left to me,
gotcha.
If it's left to me, the posts are really old. We had one company and who was doing the posts, and I'm like, if anybody goes to my social media, they think I'm a narcissist because just a bunch of pictures of me, and I said I'm not really interested in just a bunch of pictures of me, to be quite honest. So,
right.
So anyhow, so we brought a friend of ours in who's a creative, and we've worked together before, and so she's standing up some more of our social media. Mm-hmm. So follow us, and if you like what we're doing, please mm-hmm. share, and we'd like to kind of grow our own audience. So anytime we have a project come out, then obviously you can see it on our social media and go and see it. But also our website is Pryor and entertainment.com, and of course Pryor is PRYOR, Pryor entertainment.com, and so you can see the links to all three of our films. All three of them have won major awards. Thankfully we don't do it for awards, but they've all been nominated and won awards, and so we really 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 stress the power of story, and I don't want to just throw a story together. Mm-hmm. We want to make movies that really have a deep impact. And, if somebody leaves the theater, or watches it at home and they're not moved, then I feel like we haven't done our job. And mm-hmm. so, but we do feel that, each one of our films is definitely moving, and we're very intentional about the story that we tell and the characters that we put on the screen. And mm-hmm. so
awesome. So just curious, start to finish, what does the timeline and the process look like for getting a film from concept to distribution? How long is that? What all is involved? All that.
Wow. That's that's a great question. Obviously conceptually, since we, and honestly, we've done A to Z. Now we don't distribute in terms of like call Netflix ourselves. We talk to different distributors and shop our films. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not opposed to working with the studio. Mm-hmm. We're in talks with some people who've seen our work and have said that they would fund our projects, and they're mm-hmm. associated with some, major players, but, it's quite honestly a long process. And, just to develop a script, I mean, people say, well, you can write a script in 30 days. I'm like, well, you sure can. But we don't write scripts in 30 days. We have, sure. We have a process where we outline the story and literally pass it around. There's typically three of us, my wife, and I, and then another writer, mm-hmm. who helps us. And, so we'll pass around an outline, really kind of work on that, and then develop the script. And we do multiple passes. Then we will let certain people read the scripts, certain creatives that we trust read the script. And then we look for commonalities in the feedback. We kind of will make judgment calls on outlier issues or whatever. But then, it's a constant state of refinement. then, of course, you know, you've got to raise the budget for the film, determine the budget, and then, you know, bring your creative team together to shoot the film. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your director, photographer, I co-directed, you know, my wife and I both produced, and then I co-directed. Mm-hmm. My wife also was a kind of a silent director as well, but the Tulsa anyhow. But so you bring your creative team together, and then they, you know, everybody has their job, and it is a family. And if one person on the creative team is not doing their job, especially on an indie film, you just can't get it done.
Sure,
so you typically become a family. We shoot the films pretty very quickly. Tulsa was shot in 21 days, which is
wow.
Very quickly. Black Bear, I think, was shot in 20 days, and the list was shot in about the same amount of time, which is lightning speed. But we don't have you know, all these rehearsals and all this. You've got to go in there and get it
just
done.
Do it.
Can it go? But most people are surprised when they see the films and the quality of the films, that how quickly we shot it and for the very limited budgets we shoot on. Mm-hmm. That being said, so then you put it, you know, then once you get it in the can, so to speak, you get it shot, then you, of course, have your editing team come in, and that's a whole process. You know, you got to edit it, and then color correction, and then, you know, any audio issues, and put it all together, and then the score, soundtrack, all that.
Right.
And then, you know, cut your movie trailer, cut your poster, and then it's ready for distribution. But that can take certainly several years.
I would think,
You know, it's you know, you can do it. You certainly can do it faster. And obviously each time you write a script, I think that, you know, hopefully you get better at your craft. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, I realize there are certain strengths in writing that I have, but then there's also certain weaknesses. And so then my team complements, we all complement each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully you just get better and better and your knowledge base grows more and more and more. And, you know, we have gone from absolute just a concept and idea of a film all the way to making the film and then putting it in theaters ourselves with Regals and then shopping to different distributors. So I feel like we've got a pretty awesome, I guess, seat at the table in terms of knowing how everything comes together. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything about every single process, certainly.
Sure.
And I'm always have room to grow, but we're excited. We're excited to, you know, hopefully get some bigger budgets and keep making other projects. But we've got we have the mental health one, and we have two action scripts. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working on a TV series, but it's a little early. I'm not going to let I've got to keep that one under close lid until it's closer. But
gotcha.
I'm super excited about it.
Awesome. Okay. So then you said that if people want to learn more about you, they go to Official Scott Pryor. Is that like a name on all of your social media sites, or is that
yes.
a handle? Okay.
So that's Instagram.
Okay.
That's Instagram, Laura. I'm going to pull my wife in. Social media.
Yep.
Okay, all platforms are Official Scott Pryor.
Gotcha.
I don't get on social media too much.
I kind of gathered.
actually, I mean, Laura and my team will say, "Hey, you've got a message from social." So it is me responding, but
gotcha.
But anyhow, so yeah, it's Official Scott Pryor. That's all our social media sites.
All your social media. And so, awesome. Yeah. Okay, and then you said PryorEntertainment.com. So I will link to those in the show notes. Is there anything I have not asked you that you want to make sure you leave with our audience?
Oh boy, that's a great question. Well, is there anything more that you're curious? I know your show focuses, I know you do a lot on health or whatever, but
yeah, I kind of go back and forth. So we do a meditation on scripture every other episode, and then we do an interview, either health or an interview with somebody in the community or something like that every other episode.
Cool.
So yeah, I mean, one question that I had based on what you said before was, since you're also a trial attorney and yet you're filming it in like really tight amounts of time, I assume this is between cases, or do you specifically take time off? How does that work?
Well, I mean, when you're shooting a film, mm-hmm. I mean, we probably sleep 4 hours a night. I mean, on Tulsa, we slept probably 4 hours a night through about 4 weeks, and we pulled some all-nighters. Although, pull an all-nighter, you're supposed to sleep during the day, but
yes, you are.
It's an adrenaline rush, and like I take, you know, so like sleep aids to try to get some sleep, because I think that whole you can survive without sleep, I think that's ridiculous. But that being said, even so, I've been doing law, you know, a while. So even when we're shooting, like when we're driving in between, you know, in between sets or whatever, I jump on my phone and check in with the office. And then I'm always kind of clearing emails and stuff like that. Now I drive, you know, some people are like, how do you do that? But it's just kind of how my brain works. Or like, I'm like, you know, on your average day, like I'm getting ready to, you know, prepare for a trial. We're supposed to pick a jury November 19th on this, you know, case downtown Atlanta where this girl got hit in a crosswalk and hurt. So this morning though, I'm up early. I do my creative work early in the morning. So whether that's writing, mm-hmm. I mean, typically writing or, you know, working on something creatively, then I typically have like prayer and devotion and stuff like that. And then I will go to the gym workout. Then I do law. Cause once I delve into law, my creativity, just kind of goes out the window.
Not there
goes
as much.
Out the window a little bit because of the stress and the pressure of what we have to do, mm-hmm. unless it's a call at night with another, you know, somebody on our writing team or production team. But like my heavy thinking creative where I'm writing or doing something heavily creative, where it's not just conversations and this and that, is typically done early in the morning. And then I just do law after, but I do blocks of creative and then blocks of law, mm-hmm. but we certainly do both about every day. So,
Great. Well, I will link to your contact information in the show notes for anybody who wants to check out more on Prior Entertainment and all the movies that you've already got and the things that are coming forward. And thank you so much, Scott, for being on. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doc, so much for having us. And, you know, I appreciate you having us on the show, and God bless you. And if anyone, you know, anyone listen to this, just know God has a purpose for your life, and you were created for a reason, and find out what that reason is. And we ask that you pray for our projects. And, you know, if you want more positive, you know, films and stuff, support, you know, Christian filmmakers and that. So that's all I would say.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.